Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Thanks for the texter. Said Odyssey.com is still working, so you can go to Odyssey.com, look for WILK, the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you can listen to us there. Until the Odyssey app gets back up and running. If you're just hearing, the Odyssey app is having some technical difficulties. Our corporate is aware of it and is working on the issue. Should be back up anytime now. So I mentioned this earlier. 113 House Democrats voted against a GOP resolution denouncing the anti-Semitic attack, terrorist attack in Colorado. More than 100 House Democrats voted against Republican resolution condemning the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, sanctuary state laws on Monday. The resolution, introduced by Representative Gabe Evans of Colorado, cleared the lower chamber 280 to 113, with 75 Democrats joining Republicans to pass the measure. Democrats fumed over language in the resolution, expressing gratitude to law enforcement, including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement personnel, for protecting the homeland. So 113 Democrats would not condemn the Boulder, Colorado terrorist attack because it showed gratitude towards law enforcement, including ICE, for protecting our homeland. The National Republican Congressional Committee, the House GOP campaign arm, charged that Democrats voting against the bill sided with terrorists over police officers and flat out refused to condemn anti-Semitism. Democrats have become the pro-terrorist, anti-cop, anti-Semitic caucus, and they're proud of it, the NRCC wrote on X. Of course, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, in his monotoned, slow rap style voice, slammed Evans as a joke ahead of the vote. Who's this guy? He's not seriously concerned with combating anti-Semitism in America. This is not a serious effort, Jeffries told reporters. Anti-Semitism is a scourge on America. It shouldn't be weaponized politically. How is it being weaponized politically? Simply because you won't support law enforcement? It is law enforcement that ran to the scene and took this guy into custody now, isn't it? This individual was here illegally, should have not been here. This individual created a homemade flamethrower and set people on fire, over a dozen people on fire. And Democrats could not condemn that because of their hatred for law enforcement, especially ICE. And mark my words, if the Democrats gain control again, they will no doubt target immigration and customs enforcement. I could see them actually abolishing it altogether. Listen, they tried to abolish local police departments that actually respond to their 911 calls. They were willing to defund them. The Los Angeles Police Department has 1,000 less police officers today because of that. Because they've created an attrition where people just no longer want to be police officers in Los Angeles. They refuse to hire the proper amount. And yes, that is part of the problem that's happening here. They do not have the resources to respond to even the smallest uprisings, which is why other entities needed to come in. The Los Angeles County Sheriff said it point blank, told Gavin Newsom to go to his house and shut up. The LA County Sheriff. You know why? Because he's an elected official. He's not appointed by a progressive mayor and has to kowtow to their talking points. And to kind of put this in perspective, I saw this today. The Glendale, Arizona Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 12, posted this, and I ended up reposting it. Earlier this year, rapper Macklemore, you know the rapper Macklemore there, Jake? He's more of your age group. I know my son and my kids know him. I couldn't tell you anything that he sings or what he does, but you know, he's got albums out there. He has a song. He released a song declaring "F the police." Now, this isn't the first time a song like this has come out. NWA came up with this back in the '80s, and you know, it was a big stir then with the FBI actually banning them. Well, earlier this year, the rapper Macklemore released a song declaring F the police. This was like a big thing. He got a lot of attention for it. And calling us actors with badges, protecting property and system designed by white supremacy. So this was all in the song. F the police. Cops are actors with badges, and they're protecting property and the system designed by white supremacy. Well, this is coming from the Glendale, Arizona Fraternal Order of Police. His house was just robbed by masked men, and the actors with badges were hastily called by Macklemore. So it's karma at its best. Interesting to see that that was the case. But you see how fast he called 911 when masked gunmen entered his house. Now, don't you see that? So I guess they're no longer actors with badges at that point, right? Because you needed them to come save your keister. So back to the moral of the story, I can definitely see Democrats targeting ICE as an organization and doing something that would cripple America's enforcement of illegal immigration. And it would be detrimental to all of us. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.